Okay. What about joking terms?
Oh, kick the bucket. Kick the can. Went to the happy hunting ground. That's about it, I guess.
Cashed in his chips.
No, I don't think I would say that.
Okay. It's been 2 weeks and nobody yet has figured out what he
died of.
And the place where people are buried?
Cemetery. Graveyard.
Same thing?
Yeah. To me it is.
What about one out in the country, maybe right next to a country church?
Yeah, cemetery or graveyard, either one.
What about on private property, small?
They're all the same to me, mm-hmm. Either one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me check this out. The box that people are burying in?
A coffin or a casket.
And the ceremony is called a
funeral.
And the people dressed in black are in
mourning.
If I ask you on an average day, how you doing? What would you say?
Fine, how you doing?
Okay. Say if, again, a woman is getting a little bit upset because her children are out late, her husband might say, well, everything's going to be all right, just
don't get your hackles up. Don't fret any. Don't worry.
I've heard people say, don't get your panties in a wad.
No. That's a good one, though.
What about a disease old people get, disease of the joints?
Arthritis. Or rheumatism.
So are they the same?
I don't know what the difference is.
Okay. Do you hear a high pinging sound?
Ping? Well,
listen for it as we talk.
Okay.
What about this disease that children used to die from, get sores in the throat?
Diphtheria.
And this disease that causes the skin to turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
Mm-hmm. And if I have a severe pain here, I might be having an attack of
appendicitis.
Mm-hmm. If you ate something that disagreed with you and it came back up, you say you had to
puke, throw up, barf.
Now, what about these terms? Do you use them normally, or?
Well, now I tell you, being polite, I'd say throw up or regurgitate. But, now, if I wanted to be kind of gross or vulgar or funny, I'd say, puke or, barf or, toss cookies, hug the toilet.
What? That toilet?
Hug the toilet.
Hug the toilet.
That applies generally, almost specifically to a drunk throw up.
Mm-hmm.
I told you the story about toss cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now toss cookies is, I have it on good information from a Texan friend of mine that tossing cookies became popular. Or it became a much more used word than it was, because several years ago, cowboys in Texas would go into bars and drink tequila and eat Fig Newtons. And the result of that was tossing your cookies.
Literally. How was it you used that? You didn't say commode hugging drunk, did you?
No, I said hug the toilet.
That's right. Okay. Would you... What about a neutral term? I don't know if you mentioned the one that's given here.
Throw up, puke, vomit.
Yeah,
vomit. Yeah, that's neutral.
Okay.